WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
The second federal trial against R&B singer R. Kelly gets underway today here in Chicago. The 55-year-old faces charges of producing child pornography and obstruction of justice. And this trial comes 2 decades after Kelly was first indicted in Cook County on 21 counts of child pornography. He was acquitted on those charges. Joining WBEZ's Mary Dixon with a preview of today's proceedings is Chicago Sun-Times reporter John Seidel.
R. Kelly was convicted in a federal court in New York and sentenced to 30 years in prison not too long ago. Why are federal prosecutors here moving forward with a second trial?
Well, because this has to be resolved one way or another. The federal charges in Chicago came down, or at least became public, right around the same time the New York ones did. And it wasn't clear from the beginning which one would go to trial first. After Kelly's conviction in New York, there was a lot of talk that maybe now he would find some kind of global resolution to the charges still pending against him, because, of course, there are also state court charges pending in Cook County and in Minnesota. But Kelly wound up getting himself a new defense attorney who doesn't back down. And clearly, for one reason or another, they were not able to reach a deal. And so now we're finally going to resolve it at trial.
What else is different about this trial?
Well, there are a couple of things. The one that jumps out to me first is that this is going to be R. Kelly's first trial with co-defendants. He's not the only person going on trial here. Also charged are two people who used to work for him, Daryl McDavid, who was a business manager, and Milton Brown, I believe, was a personal assistant of his. And they face charges as well. And in the past, it's been the prosecutors versus R. Kelly and his defense team. This time, there are going to be two other sets of defense attorneys in addition to Kelly's. And those defense attorneys for Mr. McDavid and for Mr. Brown, they're going to have their client's best interest, in mind as this trial goes forward, not necessarily Mr. Kelly's. And while it's a little unclear to me at this point, there have been some signs of, you know, that maybe these defenses could be antagonistic. They might point fingers at each other. It's not clear to me if that's exactly the kind of strategy we're going to have yet, but that is something that's different about this trial. Also different from the New York trial is that this one's going to take us back to that 2008 trial, Kelly's first trial here in Cook County, when he was famously acquitted. And when that happened, jurors said that they acquitted him in part because the alleged victim declined to testify. Well, she's expected to take the stand this time and talk about what happened during that earlier investigation and prosecution.
But that's not going to happen for a while yet. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to happen today?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, this is going to start the way that most trials at the Dirksen Federal Building start, and that's with jury selection. They've already found a group of about 100 jurors who said that they would be able to sit for a trial as long as this one. The judge has said he wants it done in 4 weeks, come hell or high water, and these potential jurors have said that they could do that.
When we do have one of the alleged victims taking the stand and perhaps others, for victims of sexual assault and abuse, a trial can be traumatizing to them all over again, especially in such a high-profile trial like this one. Is that a concern here?
I'm sure it's a concern for prosecutors who are bringing these alleged victims to the stand. And we have not heard directly from them. We don't know how they're viewing these things. But we do know that prosecutors have asked the judge to take steps to protect their identities when they testify so that they can testify under pseudonyms or just using their first names and maybe not having courtroom sketch artists sketch their picture. But, you know, there's also the possibility that some of these victims may want to have their day in court. That's a dynamic that could be at play here as well. And certainly in the past, I've seen prosecutors make decisions about whether to go to trial with all of this in mind. And I'm certain that the prosecutors here have taken that into account.
Chicago Sun-Times reporter John Seidel speaking with Mary Dixon about the R. Kelly trial that gets underway today in Chicago. This is WBEZ.